Country Bob FM.
And it's an unscheduled Bob Almanac quiz here in just moments for a four-pack. Craig Morgan coming to Freedom Fest, Columbus at Running Aces. So keep it right here for your chance to win. Let's get in today's almanac. A lot of audio here today, Thursday, September 26th. Counting them down, we have 269 in, and we have 96 remaining here as of today. Thomas Jefferson appointed America's first Secretary of State, so that is a possible question that we could use. 1789, Thomas Jefferson. 1925, the Italian sub. The Italian sub, Sebastian Veniero. It submerged, but then it never reemerged. It never surfaced.
Really?
It was lost off of Sicily, this state. 54 dead. 1925. 49, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Hollywood sign in Hollywood. Originally, it said Hollywood land, and it was for real estate. There was a realtor or whoever's selling this land, and they go, Hollywood land, here you go. Come and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they rebuilt it later on. They took down the land part of it, and it's just Hollywood, and it is, that's iconic, I guess.
That is. That
I've never
is
been
pretty,
to Hollywood.
I really haven't.
I'd like to see it. That was in 49. Then a year later, 50, Korean Peninsula.
Exactly 3 months to the day after the city of Seoul fell to the communist invaders, UN forces recapture this South Korean capital. These are Marines and U.S. 7th Division troops advancing into Seoul under enemy fire.
We recaptured Seoul on this date, 1950. UN troops, of course, heavily involving the Americans and our side, our guys and our UN friends. During the Korean conflict, that almost sounded like Wink Martindale doing that, but it wasn't. So that was in 1950. How about 10 years later?
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency. The candidates need no introduction. The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
They need no introduction, and it's easy to introduce because there's only two of them.
Right.
The way that a debate should be.
Not with 20.
Not with 20. Thank you. That was the first televised debate, Nixon versus Kennedy, this date, 1960.
Hey, Gilligan! Gilligan!
Oh, my gosh. Man overboard.
I'll save you, Skipper!
Oh, Gilligan, the minnow's been beached.
Beached? When the storm was over and it was calm, you said we'd be home in no time.
It may take longer.
Might be the understatement of the century.
Yep.
It might take longer for them to get off the island.
They're still there, as far as I know.
1964, Gilligan's Island premiered. And the rest is history, certainly.
Yes.
With that television program. It started in black and white, as you know, Neil.
Yes, yes.
The Twins have won 98 games. Number 99 means the pennant. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike three, Scruggy Ball! The Twins win!
The Twins have won the American League pennant, 1965.
Ray Scott.
61, 62, 63, in just our fifth year.
Yeah.
Here, after the Senators moved. They came here with a decent nucleus.
Yeah, we won 102
games. A couple of additions a few years later, the emergence of Tony Oliva. Don't forget Don Mincher.
Sure.
So 65, Twins win their first American League pennant, would go on to lose to the Dodgers in seven excruciating games.
Tony O won his second consecutive batting title in that year.
Hey, talking about TV debuts, here's another one.
I now pronounce you man and wife. They whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Well, aren't you going to kiss the bride?
You bet I am.
And that is the way they became the Brady Bunch, right then and there.
Wow.
It was the pilot episode of the Brady Bunch on this date, 1969. Fluffy the Cat, I believe, making its only appearance on the Brady Bunch.
One and done
after
for
that, Fluffy. After that, it was all Tiger. They never had a cat again that I can remember, and I've seen every episode several times. And the big question is here, was there a television program in the 70s where Dabbs Greer wasn't the Reverend?
Yeah, he was there always there.
That's
yeah.
Reverend Alden.
Yeah.
Who knew that he lived also from the 1800s to the 60s so he could also marry Mike and Carol Brady? Who would have thought Reverend Alden would have been there? Yeah. So that was in 69.
50 years today.
50. Happy 50th birthday to the Brady Bunch.
Very
and
nice.
We're really enjoying HGTV. Remember when they bought the Brady house, the actual exterior house that they used for the shots? They bought that. We're watching that show on HGTV. It's interesting. We're enjoying it.
Okay.
Where they're turning the inside of that house to make it look like the actual sets that were used on the television show. It's been very entertaining.
Oh, darling.
Same day, the Brady Bunch. Talk about this like the nexus of the universe or something on this date in 69. Because the same day the Brady Bunch debuted, the Beatles released Abbey Road. From their Abbey Road studios. This wasn't the last album they released, but it was the last one they recorded. Let It Be was the last album released, but a lot of that material, as you know, Neil, was recorded before the Abbey Road stuff. This might be my favorite song off that album.
It's really
Here we
good
hit
song.
It again.
Oh, darling.
So Abbey Road, 1969, 1982, this show.
Knight Rider.
TV theme time.
That is. A dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Who was the bigger star, the car or David Hasselhoff? It's debatable.
It is debatable.
So Knight Rider debuted on this date, yes.
That was good.
1982. In 86, guess what? It was all a dream.
Hey, what's the matter? You look like you just saw a ghost.
Minute, I thought I did.
Wow. What are you talking about?
You? Oh, Bobby, it was awful.
Yeah, Bobby, he's alive. He's alive. Gosh. I think you say Dallas officially jumped the shark with that.
Yeah, that was bad.
In 86. 1998, Prince. Prince, no longer with us. Prince, he slipped and pulled a ligament. While on stage in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the remainder of his U.S. tour had to be postponed. Later on, he said that he was playing basketball against a team from Hopkins, against a tall, lanky, balding fella.
Right.
And tried to do the killer crossover rocker step, and that might have been the early part of that. He did some damage there, and then that led to this injury in 1998. Neil.
Yeah. I think I went right by him and went in for a helicopter two-handed throwdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in 98. 2008.
The Oscar-winning actor and director Paul Newman has died of cancer at the age of 83. Paul Brennan reports now on the life of a screen legend.
As much as we'd like to hear that Paul Brennan report in that great English accent, Neil, you know we don't have time.
No,
Paul,
we can't do the
Paul
whole
Newman,
thing.
One of the greats.
Absolutely.
As you like to say, he was 83 on this date. Loved him in Slapshot, just to name one. Really, that leather suit that he wore in Slapshot, the whole leather?
Yeah.
He looked like a couch.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, let's be honest.
But he could pull it off. And
first, we need to work together to make connecting the world a priority for everyone, from governments and industry to civil society. Today, I'm pleased to announce that Facebook is partnering with the One Campaign, the One Organization and leaders and public figures all over the world to launch a global campaign to support a connectivity declaration.
So that's Mark Zuckerberg addressing the United Nations, calling for universal internet access. Why would the Facebook guy want universal internet access?
He couldn't possibly benefit from
it. It's his evil plan to connect everybody and affect everybody. Whoa. Right?
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sure there's some there's some good in his wishes as well.
I would think
so. If the ending result is that also everybody can get on Facebook from the top of Mount Vesuvius to the deepest trenches of the Marianas Trench, why not?
Yeah, it would serve to benefit his pocketbook, I'll bet, too.
Am I the only one that thinks that having everybody connected to the same thing, interconnected, is a dangerous thing?
Well,
that can be affected.
I think it's going to play out that way.
And influenced. Let's move on to birthdays now. You remember that miniseries in the 80s, V?
I do.
It's yours now, Diana. Enjoy your reign. Queen of a poisoned realm.
God, I love that miniseries. The final battle and the first one when they arrived to Earth and they found the red powder that killed them. That's John, the Supreme Commander of the Visitors, played by Richard Hurd. who's 87 today.
Nice.
Way to go, Richard. He was also George Costanza's boss, Mr. Wilhelm,
yes,
with the Yankees. He was Mr. Wilhelm.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you.
David Frizzell. Don't call me Frizzle.
No.
Cherokee County.
David Frizzell, 78 today, brother of Lefty. He's eight nice. For David okay. Frizzell. Did he ever hire a wino?
I don't really
think he
did. It
was his wife who was going to hire the wino, right?
Yeah.
That was it. Here's another thing here for you.
One Adam 12, a 211 in progress. One Adam 12, handle code 3.
I used to love that show.
Yeah, we used to watch it too. So Kent McCord from One Adam 12, he is 77 today. This lady.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Weakest link lady, Ann Robinson, the big 73. She seemed a little forceful, didn't she? She was kind of rude.
She was rude, yeah.
I mean, what if Bob Barker would have been that rude?
Yeah. It would not have been on the air for so long.
Yeah. You didn't get the price right. No. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that's Ann Robinson, 73.
And if you think I need you, come on over.
Olivia Newton-John, 71 today for Olivia.
Came still to looking us, good, I'll bet.
Came to us from Australia.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
Martin Del Rey.
When you get the blues,
he's 70.
Get a rock and roll, beating in your bones, the taps on your toes.
A little get rhythm. We heard the Johnny version, of course, earlier. Speaking of Johnny, his stepdaughter, Carlene Carter. 64 today.
A lot of her on the
And she's been good. Obviously, her connection to both Johnny and she hasn't mentioned her father Carl Smith at all.
No,
and in fact, Carl Smith didn't receive a single mention that I can think of.
And I know of.
I'm through episode 5, so Carlene Carter is 64, running from the Terminator.
No!
Not Carlene Carter.
No. Help her.
Wait here.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Get down. Get to the chopper. I'm pretty sure they'd be safe in the chopper. So, Linda Hamilton. Sarah Connor.
How old is she now?
63 for her. Wow. Childhood just keeps getting older and older. As I continue to get older and older. Doug Supernaz on the list. 59 for him. Mary Ingalls.
Laura, I said to come take care of Carrie. She's underfoot. You take care of her. I'm not going to leave Jack out here all by his lonesome.
You know, Jack's not happy because he's probably also underfoot. When's the last time you were underfoot?
And who uses that?
I do.
Nobody uses that on the
I use a number of phrases from that that show. Yeah. You're underfoot, and, that's a good-tasting hamburger, if I do say so myself. Charles used that all the time. Okay. Melissa Sue Anderson is 57. You know, she also gave Bobby Brady her first kiss as Millicent in a very special episode of the Brady Bunch. Melissa Sue Anderson is 57. Boys to Men.
We go back to the day
Sean Stockman, 47. I think he was kind of the lead guy of that group. Sean Stockman, 47. And then Serena Williams, pretty good at tennis.
Yes.
38 today.
Pretty impressive athlete. Gone, but not forgotten. Where would we be without Johnny Appleseed?
I think we would have done just fine.
Well, I'm not so sure. He was born on this day, 1774. You've heard of the Bosch Lomb Optical Company? The guy who invented many of the instruments involved with that is Edward Bosch, and he was born on this day, 1854. He played Kris Kringle, a.k.a. Santa Claus, in Miracle on 34th Street so well.
Kris Kringle? I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second. I mean your real name.
That is my real name. Second grade?
It's a progressive school.
Oh, it's a progressive school.
Oh, beware of those progressive schools.
Edmund Gwenn is the guy who portrayed Kris Kringle, Miracle on 34th Street, 1875. What about fitness guru Jack LaLanne? You know, we watched him frequently.
He was all of a sudden on TV and he did 200 sit-ups.
He was an amazing guy. Fitness guru Jack LaLanne, 1914. You'll know this voice.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
So did you hear the story about this song on the Ken Burns film?
I haven't seen this one, no.
Where Marty Robbins, you know, he had been in Nashville and been doing all the songs of the Nashville sound with all the orchestration and everything, and then he'd always wanted to record a story song, a cowboy song. And he goes, well, this thing isn't probably going to sell 500 copies, but we're going to record it anyway. I'm a big enough star. I can do what I want. It's probably not going to sell more than 500 copies. It went number one country and number one pop.
Jeez. It's an iconic song for sure. We're talking about Country Music Hall of Famer Marty Robbins, born on this day, 1925. She was at Rampart as part of Emergency. She was also a singer. Julie London, her name, 1926. You remember Ellie Mae?
Come back here and sit down. I want to talk to you.
Whoop them fire and square and I'll do it again.
You won't. That's what I want to talk to you about. Ellie Mae? You're getting too big to wrestle with boys.
I'm as big as Jethro.
Big that way, I mean,
she was a bit of a tomboy.
She was, but when she got dollied up, no denying her prettiness, she's party. Donna Douglas there from the Beverly Hillbillies. She was Ellie Mae, born on this day, 1933. And we'll give credit to Jerry Weintraub, film producer and entertainer. You remember Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, 13, 14, 15.
They just kept going.
And he also was a part of the Avengers and some others. Jerry Weintraub, born on this day, 1937. They're gone, but not forgotten.
There was a miss.
And everybody starts moving. Oh. To the sound of the guitar drums. Everybody starts.
Lynn Anderson, your staff missed.
How do they miss Lynn?
I don't know. 1947.
There'll be no Rose Garden for those people.
No, you better have a meeting ASAP. Right. She was born in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Very nice.
Fighting Sioux country up there. Lynn Anderson, 1947. Now they're all
gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Are we playing quiz?
Yes, quiz for Craig Morgan tickets, a four-pack coming up this Saturday. It's just outside of Forest Lake. It's Running Aces. Highway 97, Freedom Fest, four-pack. Who was the first Secretary of State appointed on this date, 1789?
That was right at the get-go.
It was.
I hope you were with us at the start of the Almanac, folks.
It seems like forever ago.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First correct caller going to win four tickets. Craig Morgan this Saturday, Running Aces as part of Freedom Fest.
We're going to start a Bob-a-thon with Carlene Carter. What do you think?
I think we should.
We're not even going to give you a choice because Carlene Carter on our birthday list today. Happy birthday to Carlene Carter. I said she was 64, and that is what she is. She's 64. Have a great day, everyone. Good luck with the ticket giveaway, too.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.